Let the wearing of the green commence.
It's a great day for the Irish.
St. Patrick's Day is celebrated on Friday, and you must, by law, celebrate it. We kid. But the Irish have a long history here in Philadelphia. Mayor Kenny is Irish, and so was legendary film star Grace Kelly, who was raised in East Falls. The Emerald Isle has bought the world Bono, Liam Neeson, Conor McGregor, and Pierce Brosnan, as well as our own Allen Iverson. Yes, he's Irish too, and so is everyone else on St. Patrick's Day. We'll have all of the St. Paddy's Day crawls, parties, and events worth going to on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. They say everything old is new again, and that applies to vinyl and typewriters. On Saturday, the Type-In returns. It's an event for typewriter enthusiasts that started in Philly in 2010 and spread to other cities around the country and the world. The free event takes place at Philly Typewriter on East Passyunk. Bring your vintage typewriter and your typing skills, as there will be a speed contest and a beauty contest for the best-looking typewriter. Things get started at 10 a.m. It's restaurant week time in King of Prussia, with discounts ranging from fast casual to fine dining at more than 20 eateries. Prefix lunches go from $15 to $25 and dinners from $30 to $50. Best of all, the percentage of the proceeds from the week and the corresponding Shops for Chop promotion benefit the King of Prussia campus of Children's Hospital. The week lasts through March 24th. Real-life couple Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow went on a murderous spree out west until they were cut down by law enforcement in 1934. Since then, they've been the stuff of legends, including being portrayed by Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty in the classic 1967 movie. Now, they're the subject of a musical. Bonnie and Clyde opens this week at the Media Theater and goes through March 26th. From one star-crossed couple to another. We cross the bridge to the Ritz Theater in Haddon Township, where Macbeth opens on Friday night.
Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sand and fury, signifying nothing.
The Shakespeare classic, which is billed as an immersive adaptation, is running through April 2nd.
You're here, I'm pleased. Company.
Philly music fans, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is Jill Scott is back in Philadelphia. She's performing her entire debut album, Who is Jill Scott, in celebration of its 23rd anniversary. It would have been the 20th, but that tour got kind of cut short by COVID. The bad news is all three nights, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, at the Met Philadelphia are sold out. But you still may be able to find tickets via resellers like StubHub. So if you want to see her, check those out. Or you can go to City Winery and see Liz Wright, another powerful jazzy soul singer.
Oh, when it seems I'm never tired. Never tired of loving you.
And Muse is at the Wells Fargo Center on Sunday night.
Let's push the emperors into the ocean.
The English alternative rock band is on the Will of the People World Tour, and they're bringing Evanescence and One OK Rock with them. The show starts at 6:30. We've got to go and find something green to wear. We're not missing out on St. Patrick's Day. But not before we tell you that the Red Hot Chili Pipers will be at the Keswick Theater tonight at 8 p.m. They're the bagpipers that put their own spin on new and classic songs. They're playing at 8. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone, and happy St. Patrick's Day.